The main focus of this week's Parsha, Parshas Tazria, is Tzara'as. We know that if someone thinks he has Tzara'as, if he has a blemish on his skin, he goes to the Kohen checks it out, does various tests, sees, is it really Tzara'as, and then this guy is Tame, and he has a whole purification process we'll learn about next week, or is the guy Tahor, he's pure, and everything's A-okay. And one of the dinim, one of the laws of Tzara'as, is that the Kohen who checks him out has to have his vision, right? He can't be blind. He can't even be blind in one eye. He can't even have blurry vision. He has to have good eyesight. And at first glance, this makes a lot of sense, right? The Kohen has to be able to see whether it's Tzara'as, to actually, you know, tell him if it's Tzara'as or not. So it makes a lot of sense. Yet, there's another law that comes up by Tzara'as, which sort of makes our first law, the one about vision, a little bit tricky. Because we know that if a Kohen is unlearned, he doesn't know the laws of Tzara'as, he's not familiar with what makes one Tame and Tahor, so a Kohen can go with the person who has this blemish to a Tamei Chacham. The Tamei Chacham can check him out, tell him whether this is really Tzara'as or not. And the Kohen, based off of the Tamei Chacham, will paskin, he'll say, you're pure or impure. And once that's the case, if a Kohen has bad vision, why can't the Kohen just go tell, why can't a blind Kohen or a Kohen with bad vision go to a Tamei Chacham and say, look, I can't really see, tell me what it is, and I'll tell the guy that he is impure. And so I think there's a pshat way to answer the question, and I think there's a deeper way to answer the question. On a simple level, we have a rule in halacha called kol ha-ra'oi la-bila in bila ma'akeves, that in certain circumstances, things don't have to be done perfectly, they just have to be able to be done, right? So in our case, if we apply that over here, yeah, maybe the Kohen, if a Kohen doesn't know the laws, okay, so that's not great, but he could go to Tamei Chacham. But he has to be able to, you know, see the blemish on the skin. So one could answer on a very simple level with that. But I think on a deeper level, we could explain that what's this whole Kohen seeing the nega, the blemish, in the first place? Well, what is this all about? It's a message to the person who has Tzara'as, the person who spoke Lashon Hara, to get this Tzara'as. It's a message to him saying, if you can't see the full picture, you cannot decide who is pure or impure. When someone speaks Lashon Hara, he doesn't have a full picture of a person. He doesn't know the ins and outs of that person's life. Every person is an olam mali, a whole world with many even conflicting things inside of him. And it's impossible to judge a person if you're not that person. You don't know, you don't have the full picture. And so when we say to the Metzora that the Kohen needs to have 100% good vision, what we're saying is a Kohen who can see is given permission by God to judge. But otherwise, someone who can't see, which is every other person, he doesn't have permission to judge. He shouldn't be looking at other people and deciding whether they are pure or impure by speaking Lashon Hara about them. It is a message to the Metzora, and it's a message to all of us. We are all, in one sense of the word, of blurry vision. We don't see the whole entire picture, and we're limited in what we see. May we realize from this not to judge other people, and certainly not to speak Lashon Hara about other people. Just like a Kohen who doesn't have pure vision can't paskin about who is Tamei and who is Tahor. Just like a Metzora who spoke Lashon Hara didn't have the whole full vision and spoke Lashon Hara about who's pure and impure and therefore got Tzara'as. So too, we, those of blurry vision, let us not speak Lashon Hara, let us not even judge any individual, as we do not see the full picture. And by doing so, may we always look at everyone else as Tahor, build better relationships with them and view ourselves as Anashim Tehorim. May we all have a great Shabbos and view others as pure.